This past week saw the legalization of marijuana take its biggest step forward so far as a, no pun intended, joint committee in the State House advanced legislation. The hearing saw those for and against this idea voice their hopes and concerns. This included law enforcement members in favor of the idea, as well as Democrats who are against it. My first guest today is with us to review the plan to make marijuana legal in New Jersey. She is the general counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project, Kate Bell. Thanks for being here today, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
MPP.org, learn more about the Marijuana Policy Project. New Jersey, a different case because all the other states, I believe, so far that have legalized marijuana have been doing it through the ballot box. So this will be the first time a state has done it through legislation. Is that correct?
Basically, yes. I mean, there's one state, Vermont, that did legalize the personal home cultivation and possession of cannabis. But they do not allow any type of regulated sales yet in Vermont. So New Jersey would be the first to fully legalize, tax, and regulate cannabis for adults through the legislature, yes.
And when you look at the bills, S-2703 in the state Senate, as well as the pretty much carbon copy in the state assembly, are there elements of the bill that make New Jersey on a better path than in other states through the legalization process? And are there points that, at least at this point, and every bill is written in pencil until it's signed by the governor and it can be changed, but are there points of concern in the current status of the legislation?
I think both of those things are true. New Jersey is one of the leaders in terms of trying to address the ongoing harm of burdening individuals with a criminal record for something that never needed to be criminal in the first place, California being the other state that is leading the way there. So this bill has a lot of provisions around expungement, which has been an important part of the conversation in New Jersey, that would allow people who have a criminal record for low-level marijuana offenses an expedited process to clear that record so that they can move on with their lives.
And that would be nonviolent crimes, right?
Well, the provisions in the bill are specific to marijuana offenses, low-level marijuana offenses. There are separate bills as well that address some nonviolent crimes more broadly. And those are S-3205 and A-4998.
I was saying, as long as you did not commit a violent crime in any way involving marijuana.
It's more specific than that. It goes specifically to offenses that involve the amount that are being legalized.
Now, how about the taxation rate? Because the governor had wanted a much higher tax rate on legal marijuana than the bills currently under consideration have listed, and even that level. For some proponents of this idea, that level of taxation, 12% plus additional 2% community tax, some people have a problem with that level.
That's fairly uncommon. In every state, this has been something that they have looked at to bring in revenue, as well as all the other reasons to tax and regulate cannabis. There are good arguments on both sides. With respect to the tax rate, you want to have a low tax rate to incentivize people to leave the criminal market and to purchase in the legal market, which is going to be more expensive, at least in the short term, than the illegal market. On the other hand, the tax revenue can be used for a lot of positive programs, such as funding this expungement program that will help address the racially disparate history of enforcement and help people move on with their lives. So there's arguments on both sides of that issue, and I think that is certainly something that the legislature could adjust once they see how the tax rate that they initially set impacts the market.
One of the ideas, too, that the proponents say for legalizing marijuana is that it would eliminate the dealers and the black market, which brings about the concern of taxation. If the taxing is making the price of marijuana, the legal marijuana, more expensive than the street marijuana, where's the motivation then for someone to go to stop using the dealer and the illegal.
Colorado has eliminated the vast majority of their illicit market, and they have a higher tax rate than this.
Oh, okay.
The reality is that most consumers would far prefer to go to a store where they know they'll be safe, where they can buy products that have been tested for pesticides that have been appropriately labeled with their potency and the type of cannabis so that they know what they're getting. And people will pay a premium for that. It does take time to get people from the way that they're used to purchasing marijuana into the illicit market, and that process can take a number of years. But it has been successful in the states that have already done this over the first few years of opening up their market, and they have higher tax rates than New Jersey.
Tony K. Bell, who's the general counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. How will legal marijuana be overseen in New Jersey? For example, the commission would oversee the new Office of Minority Disabled Veterans and Women Cannabis Business Development Program. That's one element of S-2703. Again, one of the concerns is the mechanism for ensuring that legal marijuana has the proper oversight is coming after the act of legalizing marijuana in some people's minds.
Well, the commission would regulate both the medical program as well as the new adult use program, and they would develop strict regulations that would govern the details of how the businesses operate. For example, the statute specifically provides for strict labeling and packaging requirements. So all of the cannabis that would be sold would be in child-proof packaging. It would have specific warning labels so people would know what it contains. And some of the concerns about that were raised at the hearing were not based on the new bill that actually does include those specific provisions. So there would be tight regulation over this new industry, which would take a bit of time to set up.
Is it a fair
enough? The reality is that people are using cannabis every day in New Jersey now, and it's not regulated at all because the state has chosen to try to prohibit it. That prohibition is not successful, so the current market is completely unregulated. This would replace that with a thoughtful and tightly regulated market.
Is it a fair analogy to make that, at least as the plan is right now, that legal marijuana would be on a parallel with how legal alcohol is treated in New Jersey?
It would be similar, yes. Alcohol regulations are generally extremely complex, and that's not necessarily, that level of complexity isn't necessary in terms of variance from one jurisdiction to another, and a lot of that is for historical reasons. But in general, yes, there would be retail stores where people could purchase it who were 21 and up, the same age as is used for alcohol consumption. There would be some options for people to go and consume cannabis in a social setting. However, that would be much, much, much more restricted than how New Jersey treats bars and restaurants where people can consume alcohol. So those establishments would only be allowed in jurisdictions that specifically decide to permit them, whereas obviously there are places that serve alcohol on every block in most states.
That's true. And another glaring difference, you can make your own wine and brew your own beer in New Jersey, but you won't be able to grow your own marijuana.
That's exactly right. And New Jersey is certainly quite unusual in that respect in terms of other states that have adopted this policy. Almost all of them allow a personal home cultivation.
I want to just wrap up with, I guess, the impact fears people have. They range everything from increase of usage to growth of addiction to driving while drugged. You can find studies and reports that have more duels than you used to see in the Pacific Palisades back in the days of dueling with hand pistols. Is there any concrete evidence, pro or con, as far as highway safety and personal use increase or decreasing?
Absolutely. There is a peer-reviewed legitimate journal study where they looked at states that legalized marijuana versus similar control states that did not. So you have to look at things like how many miles of highway do they have, how many drivers do they have, and compare apples and apples as opposed to apples and oranges. And when they did that, they found that there was no significant impact in the legalization states in terms of roadside fatalities. So that's great news. Another factor that people often ignore is that when you have a booming economy, fatalities go up. And Colorado, for example, has had a tremendously booming economy and a huge increase in tourism since they have legalized tax-regulated marijuana. So, of course, traffic fatalities have gone up there because people are driving more. The good news is that they have not seen a spike in fatalities per million miles driven, which is really the statistic that's relevant. While traffic fatalities, of course, are a tremendous tragedy, I have not heard anyone suggest that we go into a recession in order to avoid them. So that economic correlation is really important thing to keep in mind there.
There's also the part of law enforcement, too, where states who legalize marijuana, for them to practice and adhere to the laws and make sure laws are adhered to, take place. Drug recognition experts, DREs, are needed. New Jersey already has about 400 DREs, and that's more than any other state except California. So on law and order side, it appears that New Jersey, at least, is at the ahead of the game in this instance when legal marijuana, and it is going to happen, quite frankly. It's for those who are against it, sorry to say, it's a fait accompli. But as far as law enforcement is concerned, it seems like New Jersey is probably among the more well-prepared in advance of it happening than other states have had the opportunity to be.
That's exactly right. And what a lot of people don't realize, in fact, I didn't realize until I started working on this issue, is that the breathalyzer is actually a relatively new invention. Law enforcement officers who have been in the field for a long time regularly convicted people of driving under the influence of alcohol before the breathalyzer even existed. They did that based on their own police work. They're following the individual, talking with them, doing the roadside tests, all of those types of things. And, in fact, as was pointed out at the hearing, they can still do that. If you are below the legal threshold, if you're below a .08, you can still be convicted of being impaired by alcohol if you are, in fact, impaired, and they can prove that. So law enforcement officers are already doing this, have already been doing this. And certainly we believe that there should be public education programs to discourage people from driving under the influence of cannabis, just as we've done as a society with respect to driving under the influence of alcohol. And we've seen some success with that in Colorado. And, in fact, driving under the influence arrests for marijuana have not increased, partly because, I think, of that public education efforts that they've undergone.
It's an issue with multifacets to it. Hopefully everything falls into place so the best case possible is the result when legal marijuana becomes a reality in New Jersey. Learn more about the work of the Marijuana Policy Project. MPP.org is their website. She is their general counsel, Kate Bell. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.